are we? Come on, start! Ugh, guess we're stuck here. Huh? Haven't you given up yet?
I don't give up that easily. She hasn't seen the last of me.
What is this place anyway?
Hey, Tails, you want to get some sleep?
I don't have time to sleep. Not until I find out the truth about Cosmo.
Where do you think you're going, Sonic? You need your rest.
Don't worry, Amy. I'm okay.
Hey! I've got to follow him.
Hiya!
Not you!
There's no communication device anywhere. I told you so.
Hang on a minute.
Huh?
You got something?
There's some kind of invisible signal emanating from Cosmo's brain. It's so microscopic, normal radar wouldn't pick up on it.
So Cosmo really has been beaming information to the Metarex. Can we stop it?
I'm not so sure. If we do, she'll never be the same. Whatever it is, it's attached to the part of Cosmo's brain that controls her sight and hearing. If we remove it, she may never see or hear again.
That's a chance we'll have to take.
How can you say something like that? I'm not letting anyone hurt Cosmo!
No one wants to hurt her! We just want to set her free! And if she has to lose her eyes and ears, then so be it!
There has to be another way!
We're on the same team, you guys!
I'm not the bad guy here. I just want what's best for all of us.
Okay. We've just got to think this through calmly. I know this isn't easy for you, Tails, and I wish we had another choice, but we don't.
Either we do this, or we sacrifice ourselves to the will of Dark Oak.
I think it's pretty clear what we have to do.
Hedgehog around. Got ourselves in situation. Stuck in a new location without any explanation. No time for relaxation.
Is because I was hoping you could give me some information.
About what?
I want you to tell me everything you know about Cosmo.
What makes you think I know anything? Hey, Pinky, slow this thing down, will ya?
No, not until you tell me what you're up to. Why were you in shadow after Cosmo?
The Metarex were using your friend as a spy. I should think you guys would be thanking us.
But what do you and shadow have to do with it?
Shouldn't you be keeping your eyes on the skies?
Hey, don't change the subject!
Watch out! Oh, Nucky!
Yeah, what?
Goodness, what a charming hello that was.
Well, well, if it isn't Rouge the Rat, you've got a lot of nerve. You think I'm gonna make nice of
you? He's going off. Here, talk to him.
Knuckles, it's me. Rouge and I figured out where we are.
Oh, yeah?
You won't believe this. It's their home planet. Cosmos and the Metarex.
Thank you. are looking upon planet Greengate. We lived here long ago, before a terrible darkness befell us. Everything has been destroyed. All that is left is long since dead. I have come to tell you our story, and that of the evil Metarex.
Well, you know, you really outdid yourself this time, trying to hurt a harmless little kid like Cosmo. I just can't seem to figure you out, Shadow. You really are a mystery. You just better watch your back, Shadow.
Well, what's stopping you, Sonic? Here's your big chance.
Nah, I'm not in the mood to fight. But when I am, you'll be the first to know, pal.
We were once a thriving civilization, but then came the time of the Great Calamity. It was long ago. A war began that soon threatened to spread to the far reaches of the galaxy.
I have to act quickly. Perhaps the transformation will last this time.
Landar!
While the enemy is getting stronger, we are losing more soldiers by the minute.
The evolutionary process is unnaturally fast. It has yet to be perfected.
Something must be done. We must find a way to make the transformation last. We cannot continue to let our men destroy themselves.
My own husband perished only yesterday, and unless something is done, I'm afraid thousands more will meet the same fate.
It is time for us to leave here. Perhaps we will return to our home one day, but now it is too dangerous.
What is that?
It is a blessed amulet. It will protect us on our journey.
Journey? How dare you? You want us to simply give in to the enemy? Never!
Lucas!
I won't do it. I have never been a coward, and I won't become one for you.
You will do as I say.
I have gone along with you this far, Earthia, but I refuse to let those that have fallen before me perish in vain! Gah!
If you won't respect my decision, you can stay behind and fight the enemy yourself!
Very well.
Earthia, do you think we will ever return here once the war is over?
No one knows what the future will hold for our planet, Starla. We will have to wait and see.
Earthia, come quickly! Something is happening to the trees outside!
What do you mean? Lucas!
Yes, Earthia?
You must help. There is something happening. It's awful. Everything outside is suddenly dying.
What is that?
It is the planet Egg, the entire energy supply of our planet in crystallized form. In its powers, I have discovered a way for the transformation to last, a way for us to fight our enemy forever.
Have you gone mad?
Just the opposite. With such a thing as this, we will be more than mere beasts. We will rise up and we will claim our victory. Finally! Earthia, this is what we've been waiting for!
But Lucas,
Our people have always honored the natural world. How could you do it?
Earthia?
You have betrayed your own people. You have destroyed everything that was ours faster than any enemy.
You were the one who wanted to leave here. I haven't betrayed anyone. You have!
You're wrong.
We will crystallize the power of every planet in the known galaxy. We will have the strength of 1,000 armies.
You are mad. Let go!
We will lay waste to the enemy. And with our newfound power, we will create a new order!
No. Please. Stop. We have no choice but to destroy them.
Huh?
They will bring darkness upon the galaxy if we do not stop them. May we be granted divine protection as we travel to a more peaceful world.
We are not yet finished. Our transformation is not complete. The final stages are upon us! Soon we shall rule through space and time!
You try to destroy us, Earthia, but we are indestructible. We will live on, and all our enemies shall bow before us. We will have our revenge!
Only 4 of those who remained here survived. In time, Lucas became the Medirex leader, known as Dark Oak. He and his fellow revolutionaries continue to cause chaos throughout the galaxy. Please, do everything you can. They must be stopped.
That explains a lot.
Sonic!
We gotta stop these guys.
Cosmo, you must be awfully hungry by now. Why don't you let me make you something to eat, okay? My mother taught me how to make the most delicious sugar cookies.
Leave me alone.
Cosmo!
Please, you two. Just go. Don't you know it's dangerous to be around me?
You're wrong! You're our friend, Cosmo. What they say, it's just not true.
It is! I can't be anybody's friend, not when I'm secretly working for the enemy. Just stay away. I'm no good anyway. Shadow should have finished me off by now.
No, please don't say that, Cosmo. We all love you, even if you are a spy like they say. I'm sorry.
Get out. Just leave me alone.
Please don't cry.
I said go! I can hear them inside my head.
Hey there, Chris. You still up here working?
Finally making some headway. This stuff is pretty complex.
Well, if anyone can figure it out, it's you, buddy.
Man, there sure is a lot of data inside of this thing.
Anything interesting?
Plenty. In fact, I'm still downloading it all. There's a lot I haven't figured out, but what I have is pretty amazing. Like this stuff here. Remember the data Tails and Cosmo collected from that underground Medirex factory? Well, I was able to cross-reference it, and here's what I found. It's some kind of plan to wipe out flesh and blood creatures of all kinds until the whole galaxy is populated only by trees and plant life. Plant life! There it is! There's the whole Cosmo connection! Why didn't we see it back then, Sonic? How else could she have figured out that Medirex language? Maybe we could have done something. Maybe it would have been different if...
Dwelling on the past isn't gonna make it any easier, pal.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. I just don't want to see anybody get hurt, that's all. Miles was so upset before. Poor guy's heart is breaking. Not to mention Cosmo. Can't be easy for her.
We'll get through it, pal. Huh? We've been through worse before, and we made it through okay, right? It's gonna be okay. One day, all of this will be over. I promise.
Where are you going?
Please, Tails. I'm leaving. You can't stop me.
I don't understand where you'll go.
To fight Dark Oak. Though I'm not sure what good it will do.
You can't go alone, Cosmo.
Yes, I can. He'll be much safer when I'm not around. I can't stay here. Don't you understand? They're using my eyes to spy on you. They're listening through my ears. They're using me to betray you.
It's not your fault, Cosmo.
I feel so lost. I just don't know what to do.
It's okay.
I feel like I don't even know who I am anymore.
You're my friend, that's who.
I've done nothing but bring you trouble. So how can you still call me your friend, Tails?
'Cause those Metarics can use your eyes and ears all they want, but they can never have your heart.
You're not leaving without us, are you?
Oh. If you're gonna fight Dark Oak, we're gonna fight with you!
Me too! Those Metadopes might need a knuckle sandwich.
Knuckle sandwich? Gee, that was real clever.
Who asked you?
Really?
We all talked it over together, and we want to help our friend.
See, it's just like I said, Cosmo. It doesn't matter what the Metarics do. We all know that you're really our friend. That's what matters.
Thank you, Tails. Thank you all.
You're all fools.
You may be right. If being a fool means helping a friend when they're in trouble instead of turning your back on them, then that's what we are. You don't have to go, Shadow. Why don't you stick around and help us defeat them? They may be using Cosmo, but it's not her fault. And who knows, maybe we can use their own weapon against them. Come on, what do you say? Will you stay?
No matter what you say, your friend Cosmo is a Metarex spy, and that's all there is to it.
It's not that simple.
Shadow! Emergency!
Hey, what's he doing here?
Please help, Shadow. I'm begging you. The Metarics have taken Eggman prisoner!
How dare you treat us like common criminals?
There is nothing common about us.
You are under arrest for stealing top secret information. We have been watching you for a very long time.
How dare you have us under surveillance?
Yeah! We should arrest you for spying and for stealing the Doctor's brilliant technological innovations!
I'm afraid that would not be possible, my jailbird friends. You would be best to just sit tight and enjoy your stay.
Come back here, you!
You let us out of here! Oh, come on, boy!
Master, all preparations have been completed. We are ready to move forward. Master?
Well, Earthia, it seems your daughter has decided to continue in her mother's footsteps. But I'm afraid she is just as misguided as you. All of the lights have been gathered. The time has come. The Forestation Project is about to begin!